You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors, who is unavailable today. So I will just be introducing our guest, which is Noelle Hansen with Kid Angles Early Education
School.
That's it? Just school?
Child
care.
Preschool.
Preschool. You do it all there with kids.
Everything.
Well, welcome.
Thanks.
You've never been here.
Never.
Typically, when I have my co-host, we haze people.
I like that.
You're already nervous enough. Look, she's getting ready to take notes. If you could just see her, it's like I'm going to say something to take notes. Tell us a little bit about Kid Angles. What is it exactly, other than a school?
Well, it's a school slash preschool. We take infants up through pre-K with a small alumni camp. We're open from 7 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. We get kids as young as 6 weeks, and we provide hugs and kisses. And
lots of those.
And lots of those, as well as intentional play-based curriculum.
And diapers.
And wipes. And food and formula and a ton of fun.
And I've been there. I've checked out your facility. It's very cool. I wish I would have known about it when my kids were little, but you didn't own it then.
Nope.
Let's talk about you a little bit. What is your background? I don't think you started out wanting to own a daycare or a child care center.
No, initially, I'm not originally from Bloomington. I grew up as a military Navy brat, have lived all over, and I've been in Bloomington since 1990 after I graduated college from San Francisco State. And then I decided to go back to school, and I got my master's degree from Indiana.
Nice.
And I have my teacher's license, K through 12. My emphasis is in art. And then my master's is in education.
Awesome.
So before this, I was a public school teacher and taught art and taught in a smaller community outside of Bloomington, and then part-time in Bloomington for a while. And then my children were at this preschool, and the owners of Kid Angles at that time had me filling in and subbing a little bit, mm-hmm. and then they decided to get out because their kids were getting ready to go into college. And I thought it'd be a fun job, and here you go.
And you've expanded it.
Yes, we have.
I was going to say, it's not just one building. I think people think it's just the one building because that's the one you see when we're driving past.
If you even notice it. Some people still don't even know it exists. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we've got an infant house, a toddler house, and then we have the big building, which is a center as well as it's a private school. So I have a private school license for it also.
Awesome. And so you keep things kind of separated because the babies need to be with the babies and the toddlers.
Yes.
Yeah. And I love one of the things that I always hear you say when we talk about, and when I was there, when I actually visited your facility, you said, if it's not a mess, they're not having fun.
No, I think anybody that when people go out and check for places that are going to fit their needs for childcare, they need to see if kids aren't, if the room doesn't look like it would be that they've engaged and that they're in playing, you have to wonder what they've been doing all day. If they've been sitting in chairs all day, if they're engaged in some fun activities that's developmentally appropriate for them, or are they sitting in front of a TV somewhere? Mm-hmm. Or if it's so tidy, what are they doing?
Right. And that's the other thing I was going to say that I noticed is that I never see a TV. I mean, I know you have them because I think you do special movies and things like that at times for the older kids.
But right.
When I was there, it was like there were never any TVs around, which is great.
Yeah, we don't have a TV in either of our infant or toddler rooms, and we don't actually have TVs in the room. So if it's a special occasion every now and then, or if it relates to something that the teachers might be doing for their class, then we might bring it in. But, you know, parents don't pay to have their kids
sit in front of a TV. Exactly.
And they get too much TV as it is, and technology anyway. So
yes, they do.
And with the parents that come, I usually tell them, you know, don't send your kids in good clothes. We get dirty. Mm-hmm. We play rough.
We go outside.
We go outside. We like to get in what people in the early ed field call, we get ooey gooey, where we get into slimy stuff we make and mm-hmm. spaghetti noodles and paint. And we let the kids paint basically some free painting so that if we can get a smock on them in time before they start creating artwork. If they're already in the process and they won't let us stop, we kind of let them finish. So I'm
sure.
Like, don't send them in their Sunday best because they won't come home in their Sunday best.
They may look cute, but they're going to get dirty.
Exactly.
Which is good because that's what kids need to experience. They need to be able to do that and go outside. And the other thing one of the things that I like to see that you do is that, you know, you use the seasons.
Yes.
You know, if it's snowing out, you're going to go out and catch snowflakes.
Right.
You know, if it's sunny out, there's water out there and pools and...
Right, and we've got if it's rainy out and it's not a bad storm, we're gonna go, like, let's go play in the rain. That's what I did as a kid. So as long as it's not dangerous or too cold, but if it's cold, we're still gonna go outside.
Sure,
as long as, you know, kids in Alaska, they go out and play. Kids up in Minnesota and Wisconsin, they're out in the cold.
Absolutely,
but we kind of get spoiled down here. As I say that.
Send coats.
Send coats.
Because we're going outside. Coats and mittens and all that good stuff.
And if not, we're going to put plastic bags on their
tennis shoes
and duct tape it around their feet so they can go playing and not get too wet.
Yeah, because I think that's part of it is the interaction with each other, the kids outside, with each other, with the elements.
It's right. And for an outsider stepping in, they may think it's out of control, and for us it's controlled chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at their level, at their world. We're not there to make it be in an adult world
mm-hmm.
and try to make them fit into what we as adults think it should be. Having said that, you know, there's still boundaries.
For sure. There are safety issues.
Right. It's not total let's let the kids rule the place.
Mm-hmm.
Even though in their minds they think they do, but it's kind of let's remember, you know, I remind my teachers to get down on the floor and look at the room at the child's level.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see? Is it interesting to you at that level, or have you made everything up at your level?
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things, what's appealing about this area in your room and would a kid like it kind of thing.
So your teachers have some say about how their room's decorated and...
Yeah. And most of my staff all have done some form of continuing ed. We have staff anywhere from myself with a master's degree to what's called a CDA, which is a child development accreditation, as well as a associate's degree, bachelor's. We have a few with bachelor's. So it's a good mix of educated staff that's there, and there I try to have team teachers because everyone sort of seems to work well with with somebody for the most part. and then they bounce ideas and they'll send home emails what the next week or so's lesson plans are going to be, and then they can sort of within reason decorate their rooms and set it up.
Sure.
I'm pretty open-ended about that because it's their environment, they're in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think you know you want to use the holidays and, you know, all of that good stuff, and there's a lot of learning that can happen
mm-hmm.
around those dates and things that happen within a regular month.
Right.
So I think it's awesome, especially since it's a school, too, and it is preschool. And even the babies, it's kind of a preschool thing.
Yes,
I mean,
they have their own form of lesson plans.
Sure.
And so, you know, the key thing is socialization.
Absolutely.
It's the whole thing, even up from up to the pre-K. I had met a few years back with a bunch of kindergarten teachers and said, what do you want out of me? What can I do to make sure the kids are coming into your classrooms? And their main focus was get them socialized, because if they're able to have those skills down, then I can work on the hardcore in quotes,
mm-hmm.
academics.
Right.
And not to say we don't focus on that, but we try to limit and do little to none ditto sheets, because That's boring. Huh.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
We'll be right back with Noelle Hansen from Kid Angles.